Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. My name is the Matriarch and I am your host for this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, the number in studio is 083-288-401. In case you would like to call in case you would like to participate in our conversation for this evening. So ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're having our final conversation around the concept or, concept, girl, whoa, hold your horses. Today we are having our final conversation around abuse. So for the month of April, we've been touching base a lot on abusive situations. We've been touching base a lot on the abuse that is not at the forefront. We haven't tackled domestic violence in terms of violence, because that one is most now an exhausted conversation. We have been talking about the underground ones that many of us don't really notice, don't really look at, don't really pay attention to, simply because, I mean, come on, it's not that one. You know, nobody was screaming, nobody was being dragged, nobody died, nobody, you know, so we don't talk about those ones as much as the other ones. So ladies and gentlemen, today as we are ending April and we are finally letting it go, we are saying goodbye in style. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about financial abuse, and we are also going to be talking about how many of us have actually noticed anything about our senior citizens? I'll wait. Like, what do you mean notice anything about our senior citizens? Ladies and gentlemen, I came up with this conversation because I've noticed and realized that many of us don't actually give the time in the day to our seniors. One, it's maybe a cultural barrier that we need to kind of do away with, in terms of we don't see our elderly, we don't notice anything about them, we don't get too close to them because we have this sense of respect. That's why you can't bathe your elderly mother, you can't bathe your elderly father, you can't just massage them, you can't hug them, you can't see how their hands are doing. You haven't even held the senior people's hands in a very long time, because I mean, I don't know. It's not a you thing, and you're not really a touchy feely kind of person, or whatever excuses you may have. And one of the few things that we don't do as young people that are taking care of our seniors is observe their bodies. So today, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be talking about the red flags of elderly abuse. We're going to be talking about the signs that your elderly person is being abused. Because most of us, we live here, right? We live in the capital, or we live in a town that has greener pastures. We don't live in our villages anymore, or many of us don't really live in our villages. For those that do, you guys are fortunate enough to be around your senior citizens more than those that live far. But even those that live close to their senior citizens, these are things that they don't really notice. And even if it is done, most of them don't really believe the seniors when the seniors talk, because many of our seniors have dementia, they have Alzheimer's, they have omikithida kokere. And a part of omikithida kokere is okurundira. Akurupe oeshiwikire okurundira antu. So a senior woman is missing maybe ombigae, and she would say that no, it was the matriarch, oyayaka pombiganje, and but ombiganani is just on her lip and she didn't notice, or it's just in her hand and she didn't notice. So with time, what happens is that we start treating them in a nonchalant way, and we start treating them in a way of not really listening to what they have to say, because most of the stuff that they say is either, a lie, or it's a seeking attention kind of thing, or they have a tendency of growing back, growing in reverse. You know, they grow up to grow down. So when they, the older they are, the more childlike they are, and they learn and pick up little habits like lying and forgetting, and also misplacing things, and also part of our senior citizens' problems that they, that many of us are actually facing, is that we have a gang of senior citizens that are addicted to alcohol, and that is just a thing. We had Dr. Enkali here the other time, and she was telling us a story about how there was a senior lady that was brought to the hospital because she had a drinking problem. There's a senior lady that was brought to the hospital by her daughter, and her, the doctor told her literally that you have to stop drinking or else you're going to die. And what the senior lady did is she just closed the cooker shop. She closed the shebeen. Now we're thinking like that, that's a good thing. Yeah. She closed the shebeen, so there's no access to alcohol. What this senior did, is, you know how our seniors have their own rooms, you know, privacy. The person is still your mother. The person is still your grandmother. The person still has, you know, dignity. The person can't just be sleeping with kids and stuff. So especially if all our children are here schooling in Windhoek, you know, bougie babies. So what she did is she just decided to brew. She decided to brew otombo monduda. Like yokurara, monjuko e yokurara. So she decided to just have a whole container, or that big ongoma of otombo that she just pindas from. So now what they see is this old lady wakes up and she's a little bit grumpy when she comes out, and then all of a sudden Cuckoo is happy. Like, what's up? Cuckoo is happy. She's like, and you're like, but mother is getting the hang of this thing of sobriety, you know? Mother is getting the sway of things. Mother is actually listening to us, you know? Kanti u mother is having a whole ongoma of otombo in onjugo, my dear. Every 10 minutes or so, she goes back into the onjugo. She comes on a little bit more happier. it's like the happy juice. This is the grown up happy juice. Now imagine ongoma. Ongoma is a very big thing. Ongoma has at least 25 liters of otombo. Like, this is now outside of Ijayawara, Osuka, and Omea. But basically it has 25 liters. So she was not brewing the whole 25, you know, she was just brewing herself like a young 10, like a young 20, you know, like a young something, depending on how she's feeling. Like, she's like, oh, tomorrow is Saturday. Maybe I must just make it 15 liters. Like, more water. And every single time she comes out of the room, she's a bit happier. She's a bit jolly. She's like, ha, 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 what you wearing? What's that scare? Whoa. You know, oh my goodness. No power. And she doesn't want to really go next to people. She just wants to be here on her own. And then by midday, she's apparently tired, because she's just, I'm old and I'm tired and I don't feel well, so I'm going to sleep. And then she dips. Because she's drinking the container by herself, guys. Like, woo-ha-ah. That is true signs of alcoholism. True signs of alcoholism involve you drinking alone, and you are perfectly fine. Like, you're not like, oh my goodness, you know, let me go and look for friends. If I look for friends, then friends are going to come and finish this thing, and I'm not going to be in a nga plug. First time she. So let me just drink my shandy. If I pass out, then I wake up and then I continue. So she'll pass out like during the day. And in the mist there, she wakes up and then she drinks her container. She comes out and she's like, whoa, like, And then one day, it's said that one day she fainted or something like that. It was like a medical emergency. She comes to the hospital and the doctor is like, but, your blood test, Cuckoo, say that there's alcohol in your system. And she's like, where did I get it? There's nothing better than a cuckoo. She's like, where did I get it? Did you guys put alcohol in my blood? Like, how dare you guys? You guys know that I don't drink alcohol. Where did I get it? Like, where's your needle clean? Are you sure your needle didn't have alcohol? Everybody's like, what? Bruh. What? Like, I can't believe Cuckoo is advising, like, accusing us of poisoning her with alcohol. Like, we don't want her to drink. Like, how can we put alcohol in her system? And she's like, yeah, but where did I get it? I don't drink alcohol. And eventually, the daughter went to do an investigation of some sort, because at this point she was alone at the hospital. So the daughter went to do an investigation. It's probably at the time when she was, her mother is now admitted and she's like, you know what? Let me go and get my mom a dress. You know, let me go and get my mom the slippers that I bought her. Let me go and get my mom a few things to take to the hospital. Mugal goes inside there and she's like, ay, this room smells like kaningoshodan. Ay! Then she just went to check there behind the cuckoo's bed. Like, it's even there by the head where she places her head. You know, like, I just want to smell you when I go to bed. Baby! Tumblicious. Oh, wow. You know? And the daughter comes in eventually when the doctor was talking to the mother. And the mother is now busy denying because her nose now smells. And then the daughter is like, ongomayon de mona. Like, I saw your ngoma, bruh. Like, I saw it with my eyes that I have. I saw it. And she's like, yeah, but you guys said I must stop drinking and I must stop selling. So now I just closed the kandingosho so that I can just have my portion here in the room. How? So those are part of the things that, a lot of us deal with when we're dealing with elders. And I think that, it's quite a pleasure. It's quite a pleasure because I've not met anybody that has lost a senior that has anything bad to say about the senior, apart from the fact that they are going to miss them, because seniors are so nonchalant. They don't care about worldly things. They're just happy and content and they're just there. Not unless there's some teenager that is trying to ruin their lives and cut them up and burn the house, you know? Not unless that's the kind of life that you're living in. But if it's just these ordinary seniors of ours, everybody's absolutely, in love with them, because it's like, wow, wow, absolutely in love with them. And they are such a delight to have around, and they are such a, they light up the house. It's like a child. They light up the house. It's like, the house would be so boring without Cuckoo, you know? It's like, oh. Okay, Cuckoo, is a man. When she's not accusing you, my dear. So, I brought up this fun fact and this story that, about our seniors, because in all of this, I can guarantee that 90% of you guys don't really know anything about your seniors because you guys are working. And I'm not crucifying you for working, and I'm not crucifying you for being in a different place. I'm not crucifying you for getting married and going to live somewhere else and leaving your grandmother or mother with the rest of your siblings, because that's what life is supposed to be, you understand? But I'm just saying that, do we actually notice when something is going down? Do we notice when Cuckoo is not ayoba? Do we notice when Cuckoo is not fine? Do we notice when Cuckoo has like a limp or something? I don't think many of us actually notice that, because we don't pay attention to her like that. We don't pay attention to her like that because it's a difficult one to actually explain, because it is a whole cultural aspect. It's a whole cultural narrative. You guys don't even touch them. Like, oh, if I touch her, then obviously I will also get what she has, and that's old age, so I'm not gonna touch her. So, or maybe you're not gonna touch her because, I mean, you know, respect. Apparently, like, elders are not touched. But who told you guys that, that elders are not supposed to be touched? Or is it just that time when you guys were growing up and part of your teachings as a child was, you know, you're going to go blind if you, we used to be told that you are not allowed to see adults naked because you are going to go blind. And I don't know how. I don't know how I believed half the jargon I was fed when I was a child. I don't know how I believed it, but I believed it to the core. I believed it. So even now when I see seniors like a little inappropriate, I am number one to look very far away, except for my mom, because my mom is a very, she's one of those aunties that wear a skirt only. Like that, like, and have a whole meeting with you. Skirt only. So chest is out there, and chest is not, is not this small chest that you're thinking here. It's like, like that. She has those ones that like a 25 liter one. It's a 25 liter. Another one is a 25 liter. Or let's just say five liter. She's like that, like heavy. And so with her, it's not really seeing her naked, but it is, I think it's just how we grew up. But for other adults, we were told that you're not allowed to see adults naked, because if you see adults naked, you are going to go blind, and nobody wants to go blind. So we decided that we are going to listen to adults when they're talking to us, and we are going to believe everything that they tell us, because we are small and we don't know nothing. And the fact that we don't know nothing shows that they know better. So anyways, so today we're talking about the warning signs, né, when it comes to physical abuse in our elderly people. Many of us leave our people with the caretaker or the housekeeper or the cattle herder or one of our nieces or one of our nephews that we, you know, that we trust to run the house, to take care of the house, to be, you know, in awe with the house, you know, and also to take care of the young, the old lady or the old man. Now, part of the things that happens there is not believable, because I feel like many of us don't believe them, because they have lied to our faces, man. Like, they have said things like, but when you look next to her, ne, there's a whole bread in a whole red plastic, and she's literally telling you a whole story, ne, about that guy that stole, yeah, the guy that's taking care of her. He stole her bread, and then he ran off when she turned around because she was going to beat him with a cane, and you are looking at the bread, and you're like, I, Oshonga, ehe non ton dali den talaligan. Pufu akali ekuja, o andi popufu ifunja. Akulumpi afunju. Like, whoa. Okay, cool. Whoa. You know? So, we're going to be talking about early signs and warning signs about things concerning our elders. So, there are a few warning signs when it comes to physical abuse. Now, many of us are not thinking that our elders can actually be physically abused, but we never see our elders naked. Our elders tell us that, no, matriarch beats me when you guys go to back to Windhoek. Matriarch beats me, and matriarch, matriarch pushed me the other day, and then that's why I went into a cement, and matriarch is beating me here in this house. And you wouldn't believe, because she's the same person that is sitting with a loaf of bread in a red plastic bag, and she's saying matriarch is the one that stole it. Fustanje. So you won't really be on that. You won't really jump to on that bandwagon, you know. You won't just lose good health because your mom is growing old, you know. So you don't really listen to her. And then there are certain things that you will just never notice. You'll never notice because culturally it is said to be inappropriate, right? It's inappropriate for you to see your grandmother or your senior mother naked. Because, I mean, no. So old people can go for years, ne? they can go for years without bathing. For real, for real. Especially if they are in a more handicapped situation where they are not mobile and they are not able to just get up and go and collect the water and go poka yogero and wash herself. Especially when they are not at that level, they can go for years without bathing. They get washed maybe one day on Christmas or something, but they can go. They can go the whole year without bathing and nobody actually ever asks, like, when last did you bath? And they don't really go anywhere, so, yeah. And some of our elders, they wear diapers, so we are like, okay, as long as the diaper is changed. But you don't even see if your mother has a nappy rash. Because you're like, you are so at that, oh no, it's my mom's bum. I cannot. Like, why can't you? Because she cleaned you, why can't you clean her? But, okay, let's not blackmail one another here. So, warning signs of physical abuse. One, bruises, black eyes, welts, lactation, or rope marks. So, these are part of signs of physical abuse, right? So, do we notice the bruises within or on the bodies of our senior citizens? How would we notice if and you never wash her? So, this person is telling you that, no, matriarch is beating me. Matriarch is beating me, and let's say matriarch is most now not stupid, right? So matriarch is not about to beat somebody on the face and knock her teeth out. Matriarch, we must just take olunwa, like olunwa man. I don't know how to say olunwa in English, but it's olunwarishish. She'll take olunwa and just whoop. Just whoop the old lady and whoop the old lady on the skirt or on the whatever. She can even take off the old lady's clothes and then just whoop her just above the knees, like on the thighs and on the back and on the stomach and not really so much so the arms. But yeah, if she's maybe fighting or resisting, then the arms also get slain. But people are that cruel, and we will never know about these bruises because we don't actually wash our seniors. We've never seen our seniors naked, so we won't see the bruising on their bodies. And also, I think that one of our flaws within us that are supposed to be the protectors of our senior citizens, right? One of our flaws is the fact that we assume every injury that is on their body is because of where they are in life. We assume that the cut on her knee is because she crawls now, you know, because the legs don't work. So you assume that the cut on the knees is because she crawls, but we don't actually ask. We don't ask. We just assume that it's part of the situation, and we might even get a band-aid. We might even fix that wound up, hey, but not really ask, because I think we are so afraid of the lucid things that might come out of her mouth that we don't care about what she has to say about the bruises. And some of the bruises, you can see that they are, for instance, rope marks. Now, you are wondering that rope marks, matriarch, like ongodi. Yes. Do you know that there are some people that are so cruel that they can tie up your mother because your mother wanders? Just think about it. I had an employee. Her name is Tatiana. I had an employee, right? And she was around the age of like 45. She was like the most senior. It was the weirdest thing to be her boss. It was the weirdest thing to be her boss because she's so much older. She's like 15 years older than me, and I'm her boss. So if she is like the last born and she's 45 and the senior, the first born is somewhere around 60. So her mom was roughly, chasing 90. Now, in chasing 90, she got Alzheimer's and dementia. So, onkithiokwe vimbwa. You know, she just forgets, and then she's a bit just stuck in an old life or whatever she remembers at the point. And sometimes, when the Alzheimer's got a little bad, she was starting to forget people within the house, even her own children. And I saw this break, my girl's heart because it was her mom was somebody that was very, very, very dear to her. Right? So, part of the problem that they were facing every day, meaning that constantly she had to be called from work. She had to be called from work to go and attend to her mother or to go and look for her mother because her mother had wandered off. So this is part of the dementia. This is part of the disease in itself. It happens a lot. It happens more frequently than you would imagine it happens. So what happens with dementia is that your senior citizen just thinks of a day that, let's say your senior citizen was a teacher before they became retired and they became old and then they got dementia, right? Let's say your senior citizen was a teacher and your senior citizen was a teacher at Ekulo, for example, and you guys are maybe in Onamatinde there. So now your senior citizen would wake up feeling like, you know what? Oh my goodness. Like, what time is it? It's 7 o'clock. Oh my goodness. I'm so late for work. And then your senior citizen would get dressed and put on shoes and everything and walk off without saying anything to anybody. That is why, seniors with dementia, it's more advice that you, if you are living in a homestead like the North, for example, it's more advice that you actually just get doors that lock. Like, omiero, adipata. Adipata, ramoshidi, arakuja. Atupatipo ne jenge. Okampangwa noho. Ohagaturwa, omambi. Gamangwa ne shuke. So that your old person doesn't actually wander off. And you make sure that the environment is secure. So that even when they wake up before you, they can just wander around the house, but not actually go anywhere. So part of the problem was that they didn't realize how bad the condition had gotten up until she was wandering off into the streets and she would be found like at the service station or she would be found somewhere else, you understand? So part of dementia was the fact that she's walking off and she's just walking off. So your senior used to be a teacher and then she wakes up and she's like, oh my goodness, it's 7 o'clock. I'm so late for work. And then puts on clothes, grabs a handbag or whatever. And the clothes are not really coordinated because, the problem here is choice of what to wear and the fact that Oma Angweno, they are not in that place. So she just dresses in whatever she's dressed in and there she goes. So there she goes means that she's going to be wandering up until she gets to the street or the main road. And on the main road, that's where the danger is, right? Or actually everywhere outside of home, that's where the danger is. So sometimes the caretaker wakes up a little just after the person left. And this is a routine now, where the caretaker is going to catch the person. You understand? But this is somebody that hasn't taught in 30 years, like 3 decades, hasn't taught in 30 years, has not like been at Ekuro in 30 years. Ever since the goodbye retirement, okay, bye guys. Ever since then, she has not been there. But she just wakes up feeling like, no, this is 30 years ago and this is my last year there. So I have to go to school and I have to finish and what. So sometimes they wander off to the old jobs that they used to have. And then sometimes they wander off to do tasks. Now, if we are from the village, right? Any village in Namibia, there is a collection of firewood, for example. So your senior doesn't even collect firewood, ne? Anymore. Because now she's just sitting and she's just literally part of the gang. So your senior wakes up. Or you are on the other side, you are bathing or the caretaker is bathing. Then your senior just decides, oh my goodness, I have to cook, but there's no firewood. Didn't go to the kitchen. Nothing at all. Just, oh, and when they are saying, when they say these things, it's like it's happening in real time. So they say things like, no, I actually have to start cooking lunch because the kids are coming back from school now, and should look at the sun and give herself a time like, oh, oh my goodness, it's 12 o'clock. The kids are coming from school at 1 o'clock. I have to go and collect firewood. Ooh, let me go. And that's the wandering now. Yeah, the wandering off, she wanders off and she's apparently going to collect firewood. The problem is that she doesn't have an idea where she's going. So we go and find her, Kombidi.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Nah.
No.
Me.
Yeah.
Mwachache.
Hello, man.
Shirina.
Hello, man.
Is it him?
Yeah.
Oh. Akurupeni ohamu yataka misanga.
Akurupeni.
Akurupeni. Kamu nakurupeni meko nezimo jeni.
Yeah.
Okay. Pefe ngere onkurupeni waini otadengwa kwangu akaranai. Oto monongeni man.
Tadengwa ngari.
Otadengwa. Hanpadengwa gini anukum.
Aye kumerani.
Kambasa uruara kana kashi.
Aye, ma.
Mara nyo muri kushimba mos. Makaronge nomboroto. Nomboto.
Ngwe na ngwe wa zengwe.
Aye, andi tine ye kucha. Akurupe. Shashi oshima shino. Yatushi itaere ndishi. Yatu itaere kucha. Okunara ntu havuara kuningini mina ndishi.
Andea nene manga ditare shatengi fangi. Shashi.
Eh.
Ongoji, ongojo kwenda ningo. Ongoji imwe.
Yeah.
Ogo jari mwe yari mwaka mo bodi mwe pewe inda kwa mwaka kalata.
Yeah.
Oya jamu nge ne namba.
Iko uliko Eagle FM kana kame?
Oma dina ta sharamu. O Eagle anga?
O Eagle anga?
Oh.
Uli eke mwembe po nawa nawa?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
Oh, haya, andizi yu ambo.
Ewa.
Ewa ngelo.
All right.
Ewa.
Okay, so your senior citizen wanders off. You see why I came up with this conversation, right? Because many people can't fathom that these are things that happen. Like even our previous caller is like, I know, like who beats you? Like you think that people are not beating our seniors? Like wow. But anyways, so she decides like, oh my goodness, I'm going to collect firewood. Woo! But the problem is she doesn't know where she's going.
Good evening.
The problem is she has no idea where she's going. So she starts wandering, collecting firewood. And then when she looks up like this, she is in Erombe. Just check from Oniwe to Erombe. She is in Erombe now. And she has no idea which side is home. She has no idea how to remember tracking. And she doesn't remember the area whatsoever. Because maybe, just maybe, the last time she was at Ombiri was maybe like 5 years ago, 10 years ago, when Oma Angweno was still intact and all of that. And now she has no idea where she is. And now she's sitting there. So the person at home, right, is looking for Mekulu. Is looking and looking and looking and looking for Mekulu. Oshijai, we cannot find Mekulu. Now we start tracing her steps, right? Because they, thank God for scent. Thank God for scent, because hey, this interlocks of Windhoek is going to make us lose our people. So we start tracking now, kucha. No, this is Mekulu's kakapute, you know? So we track, we track, we track, we track, we find, we get to Ombili, and basically, there are too many people at Ombili, so her tracks get washed away by other tracks on top of her tracks and what. So we start asking around, and we find Mekulu sitting, looking confused, and she's drinking onjinja. So maybe somebody there knows her, and they're like, oh, mitil, eh? Or nengetich, eh? Ah, eh? Onjinja? You know, and they ask questions like, do you know me? Like, where do you know me from? Like, oh, okay. Do I know you? You know, they ask those kinds of questions. And Now, imagine the caretaker most probably had many other things to do that day. Has to kerera etza, has to pitithamo imuna, has to hugira, has to what, has to zika, has to what, has to what. But now everything has stopped because they have to go and look for Mekulu. And also, they are worried sick, right? They are worried, hella worried for Mekulu. Mekulu gets there, and so you get there, hey, Mekulu, tu ya kumbo, you know, the caretaker now. Because caretaker is now angry. Mekulu, let's go home. Mekulu doesn't remember you. Mekulu doesn't remember you, and then Mekulu lies. Kucha, this guy is raping me. How? But luckily there are like 10 people that know that Mekulu is from your house. So eventually they strong arm her and they try just to talk her down. And maybe in the midst of her saying or denying you, she says like, ah, eh, ganda harara Juliet. You know, and then maybe somewhere there, somebody says, "Kucha, ah, eh, itweni ne ku Juliet." You understand? They say itweni ku Juliet. Oh, itweni ku Juliet, ah, because they're like kids, you know. Oh, itweni ku Juliet, ah, ku Juliet okokure, you know. And they try and look for transport to get Mekulu back. So this is two encounters, ne, that Mekulu is just wandering off. Then rainy season, right? Rainy season in the middle of the night, everybody is sleeping in their own rooms. Mekulu decides like, oh my goodness. I know it's not a funny thing, but I'm trying to, if you are experiencing it right now, I want you to know that you're not alone. And I want you to also look at it with an eye of understanding, because I know that all it brings is frustration. It brings so much frustration that you just become so upset and angry, and you just want to shake the person. Like, no man, but you're our mom, and you're what? And if you don't understand the disease properly, the likelihood of you being in a negative space with your seniors that are having dementia and Alzheimer's is exactly that. That's why there are institutions to take care of them. There are institutions to take care of people with dementia and Alzheimer's here in this country in Namibia. So I'm explaining these little things so that you can hear the narrative. You can hear it from the perspective of the person that is having dementia, and you can hear it from the perspective of what happens to the person that is the caretaker of the person with dementia, right? So, Mekulu wakes up in the middle of the night. It's raining. Nothing wakes her up. She just wakes up. So there's no thunderstorms or what. It's just raining. And then Mekulu, she was tossing and turning, and then she wakes up. And then Mekulu this is the time that she remembers that, oh my goodness, it's raining. Let me go and catch frogs. I'm telling you. And omafumina gazima, like one, omafumina gazima, the frogs have not moved, zimmered, you know, they have not zimmered. And also she doesn't have a flashlight. And she doesn't have shoes on. And also, nobody knows where she is going. And fifthly, she has no idea where she is going and the likelihood of her forgetting why she went wherever she went and what she went to go and do there is at least at 90%, 98%. Where she might walk out, go into the puddle of water, and forget completely, one, where home is, two, what she's doing there, three, who, like, what is happening, and she might go into a state of panic and into shock, and she can just, she's vulnerable. That is the problem. She's vulnerable. So she decides that she's going to catch frogs, Mugel. And there she goes, choco, 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 pokampangwa. Because we have a tendency of thinking that we don't treat people according to what they have. We treat people according to how we feel about them. So you are told that the person has Alzheimer's and dementia. Or dementia or Alzheimer's, right? You are told these things, but you don't go and equip yourself with the knowledge about these two diseases. You just keep quiet and then you want to pretend as if, right, your mother is perfectly fine. So your house, your whole entire homestead or your mother's house is completely dangerous for her, but you choose not to rectify it, not to safeguard it, and not to granny proof it. So your grandmother or your mother keeps wandering off, and the caretaker is the one that has to go and be looking for her in the middle of the night, in the middle of the storm, in the blazing heat, in the whatever season she's in that particular day. That is exactly where she's going. So she goes through Pokampangwam. You know, the Oshiwamba houses have these makeshift small little gateways or doors. It's not really a door because it's supposed to be something that is only used by people of the house and mainly just women because it's the side of the kitchen. So Coco goes through Kampangwa. She just jumps over nicely because you guys didn't do anything to it. It is still nice and low, and it's not high. It's nice and low, and it's not dangerous at all. She can just step through because you think that your mom is perfectly fine and otiningitha or whatever. And there she goes. So she's walking. One, she's walking in the rain. She doesn't have a raincoat. She doesn't have an umbrella. She's not wearing shoes. Pneumonia. That's what we're expecting, right? Pneumonia. Pneumonia, pneumonia, pneumonia. And then she's walking into water. Into water. And the worst part is that even when she gets to the water, she has no idea what she went to go and do there. And the likelihood of her even forgetting that she eats frogs, it's there. So now she's standing in the puddle of water and she has no idea what she's doing there. And now she's just walking through the water and she's not even enjoying it or anything. She's just walking through the water and now she doesn't know if she must go home or not, or where home is or what home is and who's there. And then she starts thinking about, or not thinking about, she starts, it's not a hallucination. It's not a hallucination. It's just really honestly where she is. And then she just starts calling out for your dad. You know, she starts calling out for your dad. She's like, oh, Simeon, yeah, Simeon. But Simeon, like, to be honest with you, Simeon died 50 years ago. Because she doesn't know. You know, she doesn't remember these things. So Simeoni died like 50 years ago. So she's calling out for Simeoni because she has Ondakana kokembwe. Simeoni. 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 So we are hopeful that you live in a safe environment where even if flashlights come, they torch and then they know kucha aye okuku matriarch. Eh kuku matriarch awasi Simeoni. Then they take her back home because you're hoping for that. But say now, hypothetically, you live in a place that is also known to be dangerous, like Omandaba and people that you pure, and stuff like that. That is when people are doing human sacrifices and rituals and stuff like that. What do they do with an old woman that is standing in the middle of the rain, in the middle of the water, and has no idea what is actually happening? One, she's not running away from danger. Two, she's embracing the people because she has no idea who anybody is. And she has no concept of stranger danger. And she's frail. So luckily, this time she's calling out, Simeon, yeah? Simeon, yeah? Then the caretaker hears, oh, Keshe wila me kuloro. Caretaker is running one in the middle of the night. Then he sees some flashlights and maybe he knows that the place is very dangerous. Goes and grabs the old lady and then sees a car passing by. But you know that cars passing by in the middle of the rain is suspect. And also people from the north have have hiksi hearing. Hiksi hearing means that I can hear your car, Uma. ne? And I know it's your car. And I can hear this car, Uma and Okuma, Okuma, oh, how do I Uma most? Like Okuma is making vroom, jing, like, I don't know what you call it in English, but, people from the village have that talent. So say now, he knows all the cars that pass through the village. He knows all the cars. It could be Tiofe's car. It could be Kukuboni's car. It could be Tatekre's car. It could be anybody's car, right? But he doesn't know this one, and it's a bit strange, and it's raining, and it's what? So him, he grabs the old lady, and then they first go in dark, and then they first go and hide. Then the car goes by, but the car is flashing with flashy lights because Mbera, they were looking for an old lady that was just, you know, given to them Mbera by God or something for rituals or whatever, or the devil, you know, for rituals or whatever. And this is the reality. So now, this young person that you guys have left your parents with or your mother with takes your mother back to the house. This is encounter number four, right? Then this becomes regular. This becomes every day. And I don't know if Alzheimer's and dementia actually have medication, or it's just one of those things where you just have to wait until the person even forgets how to chew, or I don't know, you know, but I'm not really familiar with the medication side. I'm just more familiar with what the diseases do. So now this caretaker, ne, that is running up and down with your mother for 1,000. No, let's be honest. For 500, this caretaker is running up and down with your mother, your Sally, eh? For $500, left, right, and center, your mother is giving tough times. Your mother is giving flames, right? And she's throwing hands, bruh. She's throwing hands. If it's not going left, it's going right. So he chills about it. And then tomorrow they wake up and, oh, Mekulu ulingona. Mekulu is sick because Mekulu was playing in the rain. Like, eh, then goes with her to the hospital or to the clinic. And then they get some medication. Mekulu comes home, or they come home, and he decides that he has to go and maybe like do his housely duties. Because also when we employ caretakers, especially in the village, when we employ caretakers, right, we don't employ them only as caretakers. We employ them as a bedinda also, as house help also. So there are house chores that this person still has to do on top of taking care of your mother with dementia or Alzheimer's. You understand? So this person still has to go and do house things. So leaves Mekulu there. They come back from the hospital, leaves Mekulu there. Mekulu's like, oh no, I just want to rest a little bit and lay on this kamataras here, you know, under the shade. Kucha, oh, turakwe kumbatha, you know, put a blanket. Turakwe kumbatha, unkwetunga enanga antisikire. Ontu to tata tukaranga mpano atu hukuru kwanga. Ontu gonga donanga. Yeah, run home. Person is thinking Kuku is absolutely fine today, you know, Kwararapo, she smiled a little, you know, she's cool. Person goes and does their house chores. Kuku is to wake up and decide, guys, you can't make these things up. And then there she is, and then she decides that she's not even putting where the fire is made safely. She's making her own stoves to make her own ombiga, ombike, and. And this old lady decides she's going to set the whole, like, set the thing on fire, you know? She sets the makeshift things on fire, and then she put it at such a bad place that the whole room catches on fire. Kuku burn the house. Burn out here. How? Now this person was somewhere tahuhire and then just sees the flame, oh my God, runs back. Kuku is there, and Kuku has no idea how to get out of the dangerous situation. So she's just standing at the center of the room. And she is basically going to burn and die and whatever. So this person jumps in, saves her, and this person just, eventually this person gets tired. Now, what most people do when they get tired is they quit and they leave, right? But they don't just leave just like that. They leave the old lady in safe hands and then they leave because they can't handle it anymore. And what others do is maybe they really just need the job and they really just need the money. And what they do is just tie her up. You wouldn't believe it until you saw it. But some believe that it's better to tie her up and she just stays here. And she doesn't go anywhere. And she wouldn't think of untying or cutting the rope because her mind doesn't give her that far. And even if she could, like, there's no knife, there's no bottle, there's no nothing. So those are bruises. Now, that's why I'm saying that when we are talking about these signs, and I'm giving you guys real stories now. When we're talking about these signs, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just, I'm not making these things up just to scare you. I'm telling you what happens. And how it happens, just so that you know that this person didn't come from their house with intentions to come and abuse your mother. But your mother needs special care. Your mother needs you to have an extra budget for somebody that is specifically just for her. An extra budget, like literally just a nanny for your mother. This person is not obligated to do much. It's like you having a baby. And you have a nanny and you have a housekeeper. The nanny is not there for mopping, guys. The nanny is not there for washing dishes. The nanny is there for the baby's needs. The nanny can decide today that the whole day she's going to only wash the baby's clothes, wash the baby, make sure that the baby is fine. And her and the baby are just sleeping there while mommy dearest is resting. And nobody can do nothing about it because her obligation is not to come and clean your windows. Get the job description right. Because even you, when you go to work, right, and somebody gives you work that's not your work, the first thing you say is that it's not in my job description. Now, that is the difference. I want you guys to actually start employing people to take care. Only take care of my mother. Make sure that my mother is washed. Make sure that my mother is changed on time. Make sure that my mother is not bruised. Make sure that my mother is eating. Make sure that my mother is taken to the hospital. Make sure that my mother goes for walks and a little bit of exercise here and there. Be my mother's companion. You pay somebody to just be your mother's companion and see her through her disease until where she can, you understand, and make sure that my mother doesn't wander off, and be nice to my mother, be compassionate to my mother. Yeah, you pay somebody for that. But you guys don't want that. You guys want to pay one person $500 to take care of your house, to take care of your livestock, and to take care of your elderly mother. And then you come there and your mother has rope marks around her ankles, and you are wondering why. Or you don't even notice because you don't look at your mother like that. You don't look at your mother like that. And she's always apparently wearing socks. So, I don't know. Kucha kupa kala zari kansino yashike. No mokati kutsu. But okay. Kwa zari kansino. Because you don't bath your mother. You will never know if anybody is beating your mother. If anybody is tying your mother up. You will never know. Because you have never seen your mother naked. Because apparently it's not in your culture. Now your mother just goes and dies. Because she's been hit so hard. And one of the ribs have broken. And they punctured a liver. Or they punctured something. And your mother just dies of internal bleeding. And they just call it old age. Because you don't even inspect the body. Because the person that you left there is so frustrated with your mother. Because 99% of the time, this is not what they bargained for. And also, they don't know how to take care of a person with dementia. They don't know how to take care of a person that they expect to be capable and able of taking care of themselves, but is incapable. So what they do is, they beat the old lady. They bruise the old lady. They let the old lady sit in onyata. Just imagine, like, you buy diapers. You buy diapers for your mom, you know? You buy diapers, and a packet of diapers is something like, I don't know, is it $450, $700 for adult diapers? You buy diapers and you are sending diapers to the north. Mara, your mom is suffering there from welts, and she's suffering from nappy rash. Because nobody wants to be changing her. Because apparently she's an a senior woman. And also, sometimes you can't change her because she's senior. So the first thing that happens when you want to change her, right, is she fights it. Like, whoa, cooks, and she's yelling at the top of her voice. And then when you guys come back, she's like, yeah, and she doesn't even know that the child that is left there or the person that is left there is actually a woman. So she just thinks it's a boy because the person is having short hair. Or I don't know, man, like, has that on blue. Like, and everybody's like, Nangura, ya, how kwat onhonga andora. Nangura onkazona? Ay, omatika muno nangula. I'm telling you. So, this is what happens. And that is why I'm saying that these are some of the warning signs of physical abuse amongst our elders. So our senior citizens are being abused, physically abused, but many of us don't actually see it because we don't really look at our seniors like that and we don't see them in that light. So the next one is bone fractures and broken bones or skull fractures. So people beat old people. Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
It's not morning, man. Don't hype me up.
I don't know. Even yesterday, Jax was telling me that you were stuck like it's nighttime. Like, how? Like, but this is, you know, I called him like for the technical stuff, you know, because people are complaining and he's like, you must talk like it's nighttime, ma'am. Like, why is that how, Jax? How?
You know.
But I need you to call back at 10 past, like, a few minutes past 10.
Why?
Thank you. Okay, cool. Okay. Bye. Bye.
Tired of being stuck in queues or left on hold? Our online sign-up lets you get the connection you need in just a few minutes. Simply head to paratus.africa/Namibia and press the online sign-up button. Then choose from our exciting ranges of fiber, Sky-Fi or mobile LTE products. Fill in the application form and you're already done. Of course, you'll also enjoy free installation on your new package. Sign up online today to enjoy effortless connectivity.
Mukungu elekwa tuko maikuto wa mina apiri kwa mavuchaziva. Mwere kisema app ato wakasi nchavu kamso, zakale liferile, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zalivuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Mvone maikuto amancha a imba app, mwikutwe kulimusie mba santo ye mwietuna. Mwikole sifera fama kepe, marizohola mina. Hamuvone, imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilini kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali njira mlimu. Zengwi zefu mani hamasifera sesifa app ya imba ize tatama. Elsin, Ehangano, Oshiherero, Omaemuriro, Catholic, Smane Kakarunga, Africans, Nizengwi zengata. Muluri zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kireke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, va 081-2358-063, kapa mulumere imele kwa digital@omalighty.com. Muzive ni kufuma na imba kachenu, mkona kuifuma na fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Did you know that in Namibia over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. It's officially 2 minutes past the hour of 10 p.m. in the night. How was it? 10 o'clock at night. All right. So we're talking about early signs and signs of abuse, of physical abuse amongst our elderly. Now, the reason I decided to talk about this one is because many of us have elderlies, and to be honest, we don't live with them. We are out here suminaring our lives, and we are out here babying our lives, and we leave them in the capable hands, or so we thought, most capable hands of somebody that's going to be taking care of them, because they don't give CVs, but they say, like, I like old people. Old people are cool. Like, hey. But most people don't have experience with seniors. So, part of the things to look out for when you are looking for warning signs, right? When you go home and go and visit uzali yako, when you go and visit your grandmother mamzela, when you go and visit kukuhoye, when you go and visit atekuro, you know, those are some of the telltale signs. So we're talking about bruises, we're talking about black eyes, we're talking about welts, we're talking about rope marks. The reason that rope marks can happen is usually in cases of dementia, in cases of your old person wandering off, ne? Somebody would find it easier to tie the old person up and only let the person loose when they are going to go and sleep. And even in their sleep, they might be tied to ongudi, monjuo, or something like that, so that they don't wake up in the middle of the night. Now, we might consider this inhumane, but if we are looking at it from the perspective of the person that is taking care of the old lady, they are looking at it like it's like an animal, I guess. I don't know, man. Like, to be honest, I can't find a logical reason as to why somebody would chain another person up or tie another person up, but it does happen. And numbers two of the signs, the number in studio, by the way, if you would like to participate, is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio, 083-288-401. So part of the other signs, or number two on our sign list, is broken bone fractures. Like, you take the person to the x-ray and they have a fractured bone. You're like, esipa. Like, fractured bone, okay. Like, what were you doing? Like, no, we were climbing trees, you know, because kuku is most, you know, special. So she's like, we were climbing trees, and then the other time when Silas pushed me off, and you're like, yo, Silas has been dead for 50 years, but okay, you know, fractured bones and broken bones and skull fractures. So skull fractures, the reason that a senior citizen would have skull fractures, right? They are very slow. To be honest, they are very slow. So we can't even think of them in the same light as children, because children are more energetic. So we would think that they would have fractured skulls if ever, because they are running, they are hitting themselves in places and things and stuff like that. So, but for seniors, like how would you get a fractured skull for a senior? Like, did you fall? How fast did you fall? At what speed did you fall in order for you to fall on your head and then it fractured your skull? And people might lie and say that, no, it's because she's old. That's why. Because she fell from the chair. That's why. But you would ask, like, but Meme is very old. Why are you putting Meme on a chair for her to fall off in the first place? Meme is very old. Why don't you put her pokatarashe? Like, all seniors, I can't do bapukatarashe pevi. Like, we're not talking chairs. We can't really talk chairs like that. You know? So, who's that? Fractured skulls. Now, the reason that a senior would have fractured skull is because the caretaker is beating them. That's the reason. The caretaker is beating them. So the caretaker is beating them on the head. He's beating them on the back, beating them on the arms, the legs, wherever. And that's why they are broken bones, for example. Because how do you explain your 80 or 90 year old grandmother and she has a broken leg? Like how? Like, did you sit on it or what? No, kukukwete and then ndeta domokara and the chok. Like, where was Kuku walking in the first place? Because we can't say Kuku is going to walk metsa, mirwa, because obviously you know that irwa kaina obalansa. So why would you take her out there? Why don't you take her to a flat surface? So these are the questions that you have to ask. Like, why does my mom have a broken arm? Like, what happened? Because it's not like her bones are fragile and soft. This is a person that has walked kilometers, has lived for decades. And you're telling me that her bones can just chop like a chopstick, like chop, just like that. Nah, no, no. You shouldn't fall for it. The person that is, the caretaker is beating. The caretaker is beating, and that's why the person is having fractures on the skull, because she might be protecting herself, and then the person takes the stick and then beats on the skull, on the head, and that's what it causes. And then number three is open wounds. Open wounds. You remember that knee thing that I was telling you? If a person crawls, the wound wouldn't really, like, be in the form of a cut or in the form of a what? Not unless she's being neglected, or not unless, you know, somebody pinched her, or unless somebody beat her and it was too hard, not unless somebody's burning her. You know, you never know. But open wounds, or even if she did cut herself, like, we're supposed to close up the wound. We're supposed to nurse the wound. We're supposed to take the person to the hospital so that the doctors can put stitches or whatever they need to do. So why is it just open? Isn't that the part where you rot and stuff like that? Like, that is neglect. That is abuse. So open wounds, cuts, and punctures, and untreated injuries. So untreated injuries, right? Are like your mom's one finger has been swollen for like months, and you get there and this thing is just swollen, and it's not, you know, there's a difference between a fresh swelling thing and a thing that has been just getting worse and just getting worse. Because there are some swelling things where you can still move your hands because it's fresh, and then there's this one that kakatera there by the swelling just like that, because most probably there's a broken bone and nobody's willing to do anything about it. Take her to the hospital, nothing. So it just stays like that. So untreated injuries in various stages of healing. So untreated injuries. So for example, she's now the finger has started healing, but it was never treated. It was never treated, it was never taken to the hospital, and now it is healing by itself. Those are the things that you should look at. So your mom has cuts, like on the lips, and you can see that this cut, and your mom only has like 6 teeth, and they are spaced out. So you see that there's a cut on her lip, but the cut, it was big. So it's kind of healing. It's not that bleeding of it was yesterday, it was what, it's like it has been there for a while, you know, and now it's at that healing, itakuze koko or whatever. Those are injuries that you should look at. And then the fourth one is a dislocation or internal injuries or bleeding. So you get there and your grandmother has not come out of the room. You go into your grandmother's room, and for example, for starters, you notice nga hygiene wise, if it's not hygienic, if it's not clean, then you also know that the person is neglecting the cleanliness part or the clean aspect of things. But let's say now this person is a psychopath. Because, well, You cannot be abusing somebody and then you pretend that you are such a nice person by cleaning their room. Like, oh, cuckoo. You know? So you get there and your grandmother maybe has like, a pain, you know, a pain in the back, but it's not at the spine side. It's more of kitianathigo at the, what do you call it? Kidneys. Yeah, at the kidneys. And when you go and look there, there's maybe like, a bruise, like those blue, a blow call. There's maybe a blow call that's there because it looks like it was a fist that was beaten there. And then it injured somewhere somehow. So she's complaining about bladder pains and what. And then when you finally take her to the hospital, they tell you things like, oh no, it's internal bleeding, or she has dislocated her shoulder, or. Those are warning signs, guys. Warning signs. And then number 5 is broken eyeglasses and frames. Now, you are thinking, what? But think about it. What does your grandmother do for her to break her glasses? Like, no. Even you don't break your glasses because they are your eyes. So, what is it? Broken eyeglasses or frames. So the frame, somebody might have broken it deliberately, apparently. So these are, you know, broken eyeglasses and frames. This is the first that I'm hearing of it. But it kind of makes sense because you would want to discourage the person most from wandering off. So you maybe just hide the glasses or something. Or if you are beating the person and the person is covering themselves, somewhere, somehow, the glasses are bound to break, right? So that's what happens. And physical signs of being subjected to punishment. So physical signs, like, of being subjected to punishment. And you say something like, "Oto no guava pefe, hai na tu puleninga hilif." Like, what? Oto no guava pefe, hilifotatingin. Like, no, bruh. Like, it's cuckoo. It is your guava. Why are you not drinking your guava? And then maybe you give her something and she's fast to eat it. Like, you take her grapes and then she's fast to eat them up before somebody comes. And she keeps looking outside to make sure that nobody comes or nobody can see her because, you know, maybe she gets deprived of food. Maybe people say that she must leave the food over or she hides food. Now, hiding food is something that has happened a lot with abuse victims, especially kids that were starved, intentionally starved. So with elders, it's the same. If you are intentionally starving the old person, then when they get food, they have a tendency of hiding the food so that they can eat later. Now, the problem with hiding the food is the fact that they forget where the food is, and then the food starts to rot, and now there's a foul smell, and then there's fungus, and then fungus creates a new disease, and lungs, and then it's just a whole mess, right? And we don't even have our natural purifiers that we used to have, you know, that a little bit of epumbatari pi, you know, those things don't exist anymore. So I think that those things were really medicinal in terms of keeping bacteria away, even though it was burning bacteria, but okay. And signs of being restrained. Signs of being restrained is like
rope marks. Good evening.
Aww.
Hi. Are you tying up your grandmother?
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys tying up your grandmothers and beating your grandmothers up?
No.
You like them? You like your grandmothers?
Yeah,
either. Mm.
Okay, for me, my grandmother is late.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Aww. So if your mother was being abused and she was maybe in her 90s, would you be able to see it?
Okay, looking at the current state, how she is right now,
mm-hmm.
him being such a kind person and not so open, I don't think I will. Because him being that type of person, whenever you have to like force him to say something, so I won't.
And that's the reality of it, because at the end of the day, we also understand our people. Now, if you get there to the house and you're like, oh, uringana wa, eh? You have not taken ingana wa, eh? Omboroto doyo wedi mona no mahere, eh? How? Everything is just yes.
Yeah, but I think, okay, like for me, they're like on both of them, that's actually just how they are. They're very kind people. So, you don't know if the person is happy or not. They're just a way. So, I won't. Unless, unless otherwise, they're not going to be. Maybe kids in the house.
And then the kids tell you.
Yeah. Then you get to find out and you'll be like, no, this is what's going on. Then maybe. Otherwise, because you'll just be like, and all that.
And the like, my goodness. Just imagine you are taking your mother to a checkup, ne? And then the doctor is telling you, no, your mom has, two fractured bones and one broken bone and skull fractures.
And then you ask them to be like, no,
I shall name them Dihatapo. And how fast are you there to fall to the point where you are breaking something?
Oh, you know, they're so fragile.
No, actually. Old people's bones are not fragile, guys. They are very strong.
And why do they say that Onkorupe is just Okanona?
Okanona because of behavior. But your mechanism is your mechanism. Your bones are strong. Not the only time you will break the only time that you break an old person is if you take them out of balance. So if you take them out of balance, then that's when they can break. Marandora, like just saying that your mom was just sitting there and then she fell. Like she's sitting on kokatarashe and then she fell onto the ground and then she broke her bone. No, that's not what happens. Not unless somebody pushed her. Not unless somebody beat her. So that's why we're talking about these signs, because I feel like many of us don't actually look at physical abuse among seniors, because even if it was your the one thing that we would fail at is noticing the bruising on their bodies, because we don't wash them. Because we were told that akuruntuya atarikowara. So now you look at your onkurupe like onkuruntu. Because it's still your mom, you know, it's still your grandmother. So that's part of the things that doesn't actually happen. Because if we saw them naked, then we would notice also the bruising and the beatings and the marks on the body, you know, but we don't notice these things. Uchangana nyonto apande kwa rera rera onkurupa apande kwa membo amangwa no mbare nenge no mihuya nenge no ngozi ko shike kompando. But when you come and visit onkurupe ngono ke simbo kwa zara, I can see.
You'll notice the places and you know, like when, like, okay, let me say, for example, for me, when my grandmother was alive, like, Shane, that day, when you go, like, you go over the temple, you know, like, Kombuda, like, you can see, but where the only part you couldn't see is, like, Okuzapekoto, Ogap. So, now, like, are you real?
No, but that's now you guys that have the privilege of seeing her like that. So now imagine somebody that doesn't want you guys to see that.
Oh yeah, that's
so right. Every morning when you guys wake up, your grandmother kwatumbwa monare. Is that okay, ma? Nikan sino?
Negar.
Negar.
Oh.
Yeah. And there's never a day that you would actually think of, you know what? Kukuirandike kuyogi or she jai. Like I did you ever wash your grandmother?
No.
Why? Did you ever see her getting washed? Hey! This is what I'm saying. 2 years can pass. 2 years can pass. That grandmother's body has not felt water. Yeah? Otam mana kuwek.
How old are you thinking I'm going to get a Monday dinner in a particular? Like, there are things we just send away, like, to go give her a haircut, maybe, like, don't push her out or so, but not that thing now, like, as in.
I know you get a push her, you're not going to be push her. Don't wipe yourself. How can you wipe yourself for 1 year? You don't feel the fall of the water on your body.
For it wasn't that old. So like she was sick, she was able.
Mm-hmm.
It's only now that when she started getting sick, whereby she had to be like in proper care.
Mm.
But otherwise, Then you go. Then you like do the haircut. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
who did you see washing her? Basic necessity. Yeah, basic human rights. Who did you see? Yeah, your mother, her daughter, do it.
No, for that one, I wouldn't know. You know, we only need to go there for holidays.
Mm-hmm. So in holidays, she doesn't bath.
Yeah.
You're incriminating your mother here. Yeah?
I don't know. I know, like, my mom didn't used to go. She was, like, at work. So it was only once that she used to send off.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I was like, so you wouldn't know, Shashi, you know, like, during a school days, you are not there. You only get to go there during school, like, during holidays. And during holidays, it's fine, Mom. So you
won't. But people don't bath in rooms most and like yogero. Ha, guys. Oh, baby, she didn't bath, guys.
Why?
It's true. Me, I've never seen my grandmother bathing. Zimba. My dear, brur, ne? My dear, come hello hi with us. I am there, but I've never seen her bath. None of my grandmothers. Not my Kwambi grandmother, not my Ndonga grandmother, not my grandmother, nobody. Not my Herero grandmother either.
Yeah.
I just see them wearing dresses, changing dresses. Okay. Ombari, hai ome andishi, ome ataya katiruwa hikuje.
Oshiku te akurungu,
So there's no water left over after she's finished bathing. Yeah. Maybe we should just face the elephant in the room, kucha. Our Vambo grandmothers are not bathing. We are not indirectly insulting them, but show me one person that has seen their grandmother bathing, guys.
We won't.
Why not? But we can see their breasts. Ithana nje ne ngesharu ithana nje ndikatare ekara lokutura kombiga ndishi ndikatare you don't even send me to go and get water so that you come and bath. Have you been sent water you? Let me ask now. Eh indokata yenjo me atura mombali mu ndiki yo.
I don't remember.
It, because it didn't happen. You can't remember something that never happened. How? Because it didn't happen. Because you remember being sent for water, ndikoshikutu. You remember being sent for water to kanmeni. You remember being sent for water to cook. Tell me about the day she sent you for water for bathing.
Last time we were younger, quick how we to same as young, so we are not allowed to. And then okay, even if you had to be sent water, it
to you. But have you been sent for water for bathing? Ache. But you can remember the day that you were sent for water, ukateke, tuturipo ulalelo, nenge nyemuki yogi. But have you been sent for water for the old people to go and bath?
I used to bath secretly. But I remember my grandmother used to have, okay, yogi, okay?
Wemune nego ne.
That's fine.
You see, because you remember all your cousins, right? Yeah. Because we are Awambo people. So opunuye yogero like three of them in the same house or four, right? Yeah. There is okay yogero ka amati, okay yogero ko nkurupe, okay yogero ko ka enda ko menijembo, no ke yogero hanokeri ropo njugomos. Technically. And in all those three others, ne, you have seen a person occupying it. Yes, because it's just the way it is. Our yogeros are not even the ones that are over your head.
that time I've seen occupied as you know, like we normally used to bath komatango.
Yeah.
And then our group there, they bath, you know, like during the day where you guys are outside, and all those funny things.
But
here.
That's not true.
And you'll hardly see them, you know, you'll be concentrated.
But is it really? Or is it just because they don't? Because
don't see them.
Why?
Because you hardly have time for that. Like it's the whole
thing. But you can be running into the house and then you can see kucha. No, your uncle okuripo ke yogero. And then you can also see the one that's bathing in the morning to go to wherever.
Yes.
What time ano kuku bath?
Kuku
and kuku has so much strength that ohavuru kukateko mea. So she doesn't need assistance, huh?
No.
I
will be.
Okay, I'm going to wash my mother, you guys. Huh? They are going to wash my mother. How? Because all I see here amongst these old chicks of ours, ne, our girls, ne, me I just see them tie wire, to be honest. And they are going to tie wire.
For me, I feel like my brother will be the one capable of doing it. I'm too soft, I'll cry.
You cry that your mother is old? Your mother is not sick, huh? She's just old. Just like you are older.
She's aging.
Eh.
No, I'm saying I wouldn't like be capable of doing so. I feel like my brother has the strength.
It doesn't need strength, it's eh. The person is just old. The person is walking, the person is talking, she just needs assistance, it's eh, this child. You're going to break your mother's heart, you. You're going to be giving commands. Like, what are you going to be doing? Like, how? get this one. Come on, I'm too soft. I'm just gonna cry that my mother is old.
Like,
how?
And that's private. Like, if I'm just to like, she calls and she'll be like, "No, I'm not feeling well." I'm like, "Okay, I'm gonna call you later," because I wouldn't. I just can't.
Okay, sickness is something else. The person is perfectly fine. She just needs like a good proper bath.
She's perfectly fine, but she's not, because that's aging.
How?
Aww.
So you would prefer she dies now?
No.
Because we are all hoping that our parents get to that point. But now you want your mom to get to that point, and you're not even going to help her. Because I want you to be around, but I'm not going to actually help you in your old age. But I want you to get old. How?
No, it's not that. I think I'm not going to help you. I feel I'm not going to be like, okay, I'll help her, but then I wouldn't help her in a way where I'll be able to see her, like.
So you'll be sending money to this child. And what type of kids are you raising? Ha! We need an au pair nurse. Because me, my kids are also graduating fast these days. Yeah? Guys. So you are going to be helping financially. I'm going to be the financial person of the family, the backbone financially.
I just don't see myself in that condition, man?
You're making it seem like it's an illness.
It's not an illness, man.
Just to be old.
Because she's unable to do what she's supposed to do anymore. So you'll be there. So I said, Angel, like, I'll dream. I can't.
No! What can you do?
Listen, I can do what I can't do is bad here.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a dirty mom.
No.
Yeah? Uh-uh. Because if I know one thing about Vambuzalis, they are also not about to let their son see them naked. If their daughter cannot just leave.
But my mother is a yellow bone. Nobody's going to know.
That's what you think. Detamene nana. Then she looks like she has patches. Like, ay!
I don't know
that Detamene. Those yellow bones, they need to be taken care of nicely. Yeah, like that. After you are done washing her, then you wash the small kankero, Mikila.
Those things used to be nice back then when you're growing up. Like for now, it's not, even you yourself, you don't want to do that.
To do what? To take care of my mother?
I want my mother
to be very, very old. I want to take care of my mother. I want my mother to be very, very old. The only thing that I pray for is to have living quarters at the back of my house. Like a 3-bedroom at the back of my house where the grandparents are just there. So it is because with me, I only have a mother most. Nkwetu has a mother and a father. So if the three of them can just, each one is having their own room like that. And then we just take care of them simultaneously. And then the kids can still get to experience their grandparents. That's like the end.
Yeah,
Yeah, you know, like, you know. You know, small, small, nyana. But that's the idea. The idea is to really just be there to take care of them and also to allow the kids to experience their grandparents. Okay. And you know, we buy a kaiveko, you know, buy veko, you know, we all go with our old people, then they complain about the road, and you know, like, away. Shashi, tate, oh my koheha, mombuda, you know, so now him, he's at the other back one, shasha fashala laga shona, the kids are this side, you know, we have a dream.
Then there'll be
somebody, then
there'll be one complaining,
you know those things, but I'll wash them and take care of them. But I think it's also because my mother-in-law is she's a nurse, so she speaks about these things, and also she's still working, you know, even though she went, like, she's over 60, but she's still working, and who she's working with right now is senior people. So she's telling me about the flaws in the system, especially amongst, like, with us black people. We don't want to put our seniors in homes to be taken care of, ne? Marita tu vuruara moshiyar. Eh. So there where she works. Where she works, they are really honestly just taking care of seniors, like, For real, you know, checking their blood pressure, and because she's a nurse, you know, so taking care of their medication and stuff like that. And also just running the floor and making sure, you know, having those conversations. The person is like, no, and I don't know, old people like to be raped. Old people talk about it. I think they have a phobia of being raped. Because a lot of them say things, I only wanted to rape me, like, you know? So I think that with that, I've learned a little bit more in terms of seniors. I wouldn't want my seniors to be far away, Kuambo here. Like, no. I feel like my mother is going to die if she goes Kuambo. Oh, see, 3 hours to a hospital. Hey, monjungu njuk du 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 du. Ha, du 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 du. Ah, no, guys, no.
Oh.
She must be there. Small feathering. They must have a button. I just pray that the one thing that they must keep is their minds, because woo, dementia and Alzheimer's. On neno kukushongura ke kushiwe.
Au. Kukushiwe.
Yeah. Ojano. That one will hurt you. I've watched it hurt somebody, ne? Like, where they lost their mother, and it was like watching their mother die, because day by day their mother remembers them less, and eventually one day she's like, oh, you're such a beautiful girl. What is your name? You're like, oh. Elizabeth. Oh, from where? Ah, no, I just live here. Oh, okay. Do you know my daughter? Hey, my daughter's name is Elizabeth. Wait, like, oh, what does she look like? You know, because you're talking to me and you're telling me about your daughter. You know, you're talking to me and you're telling me about your daughter. So it's like, hey, what does she look like? You know? So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about abuse amongst the elderly and what signs to look out for and what warnings to look out for. And Anna, thank you so much for the call. That was lovely. It was lovely talking to you. My goodness. I'll call you even tomorrow to just talk about your life. But, yeah, we're talking about warning signs of physical abuse amongst our elderly, because I feel that our elderly, we don't really look out for our elderly, because many of us think, many of us think of our parents as our parents.
we don't think of them as fragile and growing. Oh, we don't. No, we don't. We just think of them as the same rock stars they've been all their lives, you know, like, woo, my mother's a rock star. Even in her 70s, you're like, my mother's a rock star. Even in her 80s, my mother's a rock star. Because, we all say it, but we don't really mean it. When somebody says, oh, how's your mom? Oh, she's growing old. You know, she's aging. But you don't mean it. So, so my kids have this thing of wanting to sleep with the grandmother. So they go and sleep with the grandmother, but they are a gang. So now the bed is not big enough for them like that. And then now the grandmother decided, let me get these people a mattress for the floor. So two sleep on the floor, two sleep on the bed. Now in order for the two that are sleeping on the floor to understand, she decided that, to tell them that they're going to be making turns. So one day my son comes up to me and he's like, mommy, today's Issa and Kuku's turn to sleep on the floor. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. What? My mother to sleep on the floor. It's like, I'm cute. Let me give my child a chance to talk, you know, before I shut him down completely with my mother things. And he's like, today is Coco and Issa's turn to sleep on the floor, but Issa is sleeping on the bed. And if now Issa is sleeping on the bed, then that means Coco will just come and just sleep on the bed. So it's their turn to sleep on the floor. I'm like, hell. Then I said, like, let's quickly count, you know, how old are you? And he's like 10. He's like, oh, okay. And Coco in her 60s, he's like, oh, okay. I was not even going to correct him and say she's exactly 60, but no. To make my case, to make my point. I was like, oh, okay. So, how many more years does Kuku have to 100? And he's like, 40 years. To 40 something, 30 something more years to 40. To 100. And then I said that, how long will you have to live in order for you to get to 60 something? And he's like, no, I would have to live like at least 50 more years. And I'm like, do you know what happens in 60 years of life? And then he's like, what? No. I'm like, you see how sometimes you are tired and your body's paining, you know, from the running and the sports and whatever. And he's like, yeah, that's how Kuku's body feels all the time. Kuku's always tired like that. Like, that's just her thing. Every single day, she's just tired like that. Now, do you think Kuku can sleep on the floor? But it's Kuku's 10. Like, wait, no. But it's Kuku's 10. I'm like, but it's also Kuku's house. How? So, why are you, you know, like, why are you being mean to my mom? And then I just made him understand, and he was like, oh, okay. And I was like, no, Kuku's fragile. She's not fragile like that. But at the end of the day, you must learn to take care of her because she's not getting any younger. Every single day, she's getting a bit older. So we must learn to take care of her. And part of taking care of her is making sure that she sleeps comfortably. So how about you sleep in your own bed?
No, I sleep on the floor, Kuku.
It's like, okay, fine. All right. So we are at number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then 6. So part of being a senior citizen is that there are always medical checkups. And when you see now all these signs, the likelihood of you seeing all of these things is when you have now taken your senior to a checkup or your senior to the hospital or something. So there is laboratory findings of medication overdose or underutilization of prescribed drugs. So your mom is on medication. Maybe she has, I don't know, Alzheimer's, dementia, diabetes, whatever disease that she has. And part of it is that she goes to the hospital. So underutilization. So this would mean that maybe she's supposed to be done with her medication, within 30 days or 90 days, right? And when you get there, it's only maybe 40 pills that were drunk. So this is under medication. This means that she's not drinking her medication on time as prescribed by the doctor. That means nobody is giving her medication. That means somebody is not adhering to the rules of medication. That is also a telltale warning sign. So if your senior is on medication of some sort, right? What you have to do is count. You have to count the pills so that you know how many pills does your parent take and how many pills do they need to be taking. So that when you come back and then you count. But I also advise, right, that you don't count in front of anyone, especially not caretakers. You don't count in front of caretakers, because if they see you counting today, next time, even if they are not giving your mother medication, what they'll do is dispose of the medication anyways. So they'll take out 50 pills and then just throw them away and say that, yeah, we have been giving her medication, you understand, because they've seen you counting pills. So what you need to do is count the pills in secret to see how if your mother is being, or your father is being given the medication, or are they being underutilized? And then also, sometimes, right, we have this tendency of overdosing, especially when it comes to sleep medication, because you just want the person to sleep. So you give them extra. I know this because, you know, when babies have colic, a lot of mothers, ne, they are dosing their kids, guys. Panadol, 5 milliliter. Panadol, dose. And then, okay, they are drowsy, sleepy, so that the person can just rest. That is most now ODing, overdosing your child. So what happens in seniors is that usually their medication consists of sleeping pills. It consists of pills that make them a bit drowsy here and there, and sleeping pills that knock them out in terms of like sleep. Now that sleep, we go back to number one. If your patient, or if your person that you are taking care of is a wanderer, because they have dementia and they just think of something. They just think like, oh my goodness, I have to go and watch Neil Armstrong climb on the moon. So I have to go to the nearest place with a TV. You know what? Let me walk to Ondangwa. And you're like, that wouldn't be a problem, right? If you were fine. And also, if we were anywhere remotely close to Ondangwa. So this person just decides, up away. And they're going to Ondangwa. They're walking to Ondangwa and they get bumped and all of that. So they dose them so that they can sleep and be manageable. Hello?
What might be manageable?
My dear old people, you guys are giving them medication so that they can sleep.
What are you going to tell me? Tell me so I can participate. I heard they are having a conversation about old people's bones. They are not old.
Yeah, we're talking about warning signs of physical abuse amongst our elderly.
Sure. It's difficult.
It's difficult, ne?
For me to give an opinion on that.
Why?
Because I am not really one that has been among old people that are abused. And then by the time that I started to know, this is what abuse looks like, the old people have already moved, passed away.
Moved on. To other dimensions. Wow. Wow, they already moved on to other dimensions and galaxies. Like, whoa, okay. Like, are you that woke generation?
The ball must keep moving. They did their part here now. They are somewhere else.
Okay.
The next part of their journey.
But,
When you say elderly, I will not, I can only move it to
the elderly that are now not old like Davende Kedipo, but perhaps maybe people that are on the level, like, for example, parents.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're also elderly. It's just that we grow up. Now we don't see them as being old anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're a small child, even a 20-year-old, like, oh, that person is big. They get it. So these people who are parents are past their 60, so I feel like they also qualify for elderly.
There's a difference between onwakwato penzera at the age of 60 and onwakwato penzera at the age of 80.
85.
You know? Womota katukara with her go black hair.
Yeah.
And the other one is being driven.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, vamavate go penzera na tango ta shingike utote avaradlek.
Yeah. Yeah.
No man, yeah.
Mm.
So we cannot put those ones at elderly. So maybe I can just share what I used to see.
Yeah.
A little bit. Nayaman to Tungwane star popino.
Mm-hmm.
Quite an uncle to Munayapayana.
That's nasty.
Uncle to. Anune venya apitirine feli. Mm-hmm. Ungrupo uni. I don't know now if it's fortunate or unfortunate. In her house, right? Anu ave sho. Hamova yava dianov. Va. They succeeded in life.
It's a blessing. That's what we all want as parents. We're everybody.
So, her grandkids, because people of her age now, they are not dead.
Now, all her friends are dead.
They say, Okwache kumbo, line swimming pool, I didn't buy it. Mune loja, line electric fence. Hamkongewa nene na kweilo na kakarago nungu. Because those people that build those things just go there with their time, I see.
Yeah.
When it's December, no, come back, we are going to Kowambo.
Going to Kowambo, bruh.
So their kids and their friends can see how they live the life, so they can live comfortable. But no, cannot come from a mansion in here where you are in your Kowambo.
It's work.
It's not happening.
Your Kowambo is so whack.
Unkupuna kungiwana nunita ukajai katere nikoji. Unkupenboyo kuina karamone tete. You know there are people that are smart Muslims. They should abuse them. Muta indele pongo etamamucha nungkupo eta abuse woman. Unkupo akaregi no kuyambe gindari, you know. You. Unkupo kunano nyanyambe. You have anger, man. And also your brain doesn't function normally anymore. I think for some. We won't go back abuse or nepshash. Maybe the employee doesn't, it's not the good caretaker. They're just there for her benefit.
Okay, but how does she get abused?
Yeah, kosher. Not given her medication. She's not taken care of as an elderly person. Yeah. Kuno stray man. Shashe ukwikia pungono kufenduka. Her grandkids, they have most their means and resources. Have a theory, go like to see doctors, you know. Namunungo medication, I actually go to Pelesai. You know, I've been a root at Drucker and I know I've Drucker and I cope very paid to do the 90 something and the fellowship.
They must be very strong, those ones.
They are rare.
They have. Because it's not like dealing with a child, it's like dealing with a person that has a whole full vocabulary. That full vocabulary in there, I can't talk.
Yeah,
I can go. Lara the whole day.
My dear. You are tumbwa ni maskiri he. I can see it.
It's so hectic.
Uncle Poke, Fimba, and the men go, you know, my families are always in the phone. In Moroka, when I name it to WhatsApp, I can just take me a picture.
Yeah.
It's just phone call. You said, didn't give this one. In Amonago, no more. Oh, we are Tanga. Which group is your group? I think I have never known.
You know, people are tired when they start saying that. You know, okay. Somebody's fed up when they say somebody's doing things on purpose. You're like, well, we don't have sympathy anymore. Now we are just, no. It's deliberate.
So now me as a child, I'm there like, Bella, this elder doesn't have respect.
For the elder? You're like, wow, why are you saying that?
It was so confusing and
say, yeah.
for me to understand the dynamics of church. It is also not easy. So even when I got to meet her and see her, it's like I'm scared.
Because she's very old. My daughter is not a fan of old people. I think this December is the first time in her life, ne, that she saw old people. Pictures, ne?
Not
scary.
And not just old. You see the child crying for death.
So now they were saying that the old person.
So I saw the mother trying to explain to make the people feel better. I was just like that.
I'm tired. It's not only old people.
You must be honest, man.
We cannot be honest, but we'll hurt feelings.
This child is not.
This child is her first time, man. She's new.
Not from Koambo.
She's not used to these kinds of old people. She is used to old people with Mercedes and uniform for work.
The joke was. The demons are can't compete. No.
Oh, man. Come say, old person, run.
And I think when I see it with my dogs, I have dogs, right? I have a small one, I have a big one.
Mm.
This small one is very woke, you know.
when someone is coming from outside, and I mean like outside, like, no sharp in the gate, in the door, right? She can already sense it.
Yeah.
So I see that even with small kids, like that one that you're talking about there, okay, no me so a monocone and sense. Even if she was playing her singing camera, You are disappear, playing in the room, in the toilet.
This person is just coming to touch me. This person. So what happened now with the senior?
This old lady. The people who have been congregating. I have been waiting for checkups yet, but the problem is onuo kukarana ya mumbo. So at a certain place, mumbo lepumunani ya ntu wangu mwinga, obiwe, no ya kumpetu shashi, wuhu, turu karana ya. I mean, I'm the turu karana ya shashi. Ndili mangana tati. Yeah. So that the now on 99 we see up on a tarela narepi that very symbol. So this old lady was doing well when my aunt was there because my aunt had no experience and there are people who are not going to be. Yeah, that the coronation I got the mechanic in a week. Unane kushuna mos. So it has just been like that. Because now the people have started feeling the pressure, and also people have of they realize to know it's like a museum. What are they called? This is a living artifact monument that we are having. Mumbo munhum same kukipari. This great, our great grandmother, monument that we put, monument that I in go. So it was very active. Nina old, Deva Chokuri committee, what that tomb, Utumba on Hobaka, if I don't call it in their name movement. You know, finally. Dying on it. But this lady, you know. Going on there at a certain stage, and then now she inquired, "Monono, when I am there, anything in Ghana, and there, I think she used to be the old lady.
Yeah.
It caused fear and trauma in this old lady. You know, where she would start crying like that. Yeah. So, onongo and you should take a picture. You know, but in the morning, I think. A month ago, Kondonga, we ended the Bombay Vatuque in 110. We knew Kunano Mayone, a popular. The second Nagona, I don't know what it is. Pay finish any penna, no. People that care for her, according to my observation, and you begin an historian, I'm saying what I'm putting you on the calendar.
Of course.
Uleke, hope, opinion, no, no, for Poshapian, the Tagalian, no, uleke, one. Yeah, two are no pogatarasha, carrying what I didn't go, I'm a poor, you know. I'm minding him, but I'm a family poor. You know, Shango Pena, you know, Pena Gono Gasha Matria can go it. You think that the woman is taken care of.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when
There's no observations or anything.
Mm.
No one really does anything for this person.
Mm.
She didn't pass away a long time after I saw her.
Mm.
Yeah, that she was on
that call.
You she was gonna go and say, I should bone a cat, take a kit and I did dengue po. Maybe not, I was just from sleep. Uncrupy at Telegrambra no could ever to whip you in any quality stringo. Well, abuse out it. Uncrupy Utitagarina sat no conjurang it. You know, Uncrupy sat there, you could ever have book. Because she's old, most because even eating might be tiring and maybe painful. So hiring one
action. Who said that?
Oh, The pianist bring a tarine top score. The steam mama punga like my man that I'm in the main wind. Man, now I don't know.
It's painful to eat. But you take how much that doesn't. Take how much, mama?
Oh, my, you are longer. I do a drill and paint the brave. Like your gums do not get tired.
No, she was not tired.
Yeah, but yeah, the people don't take care of our elders when we are not there. When you are there, it look like an uncle panning by now and
then. Yeah. Me, I saw an old person that is having dementia. There was a senior man that we went to go and visit, like with my mom. And that one, that one you can see, that one is taken care of. He's wearing his Netumbo t-shirt. And he's shining on my koshwarera. And yeah. He has no idea who you are, but he's fed.
Yeah, the people, these people love him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's clean.
Oh.
Check now, my mother. He is a tavro kumasaja how. Ha. Nekuninga pef ha.
No man. That you are talking about that guy's house is having everything, even man. There's guava.
He's 70.
There's watermelon. Aye, that one is not the elder. When you open a problem, I'm going to end up.
No, he has dementia. He's 70.
Oh, do I have divani? And me, yes, I don't know.
No.
It looked like a joke, man. He's just smiling.
Because he's happy. That is how old people are supposed to be, guys. Oh, I would have many well.
That guy, that man, that gentleman that we waited for 1 hour.
because and his wife is just letting him walk, my dear. You know, just let him walk because Oti Deuramos 1 hour. Oti, that's Oti Abese.
The way that he's looking at the people's face.
He even asked, Darin de Pushinale, before, you know, Unkundi. It's like, no, I'm new.
I know that one is blessed, yeah, she. We can get up can cut back in the That's why, that is one of the things that I warn people that start doing more relationship, because when you go in relationships, we all hope for lifelong commitment. One day you will be right. It's true, mate. Yeah, it's for life. So you must not go and choose a person. Shashi, you don't know what's going to happen. Either you take care of her or she takes care of you. Kashine, that elderly person that you're speaking of, because of his choice also, right? When he was not having
younger
that dementia problem. Ukwamona kucha onmo, onut, I do kuronga nae, saturonga nae, vatungumbo, even with his dementia, even in his dementia now, he's not having dementia in the street. He's not having dementia in an ugly-looking house, you know. But kurimumbora relax, I cannot dementia. Just but now I will nae. Onulera. Some people can imagine a kumbora.
Why? And the thing
about no ko. Ma tangi mbere Kepa tara ndwe yambera aja no ko. You know, please people. Ushike vilinga na umwe wa mbura vunganga ali.
But you gave birth to kids, you built the house together, you have been together for how many years? For like 50 years.
People in the north, most they don't have an understanding of illnesses, like especially mental. And mental illnesses are deep. And they are not taught in school. Upon my career, Kima, Kunyan Ho, Kanjing Unano Network, Kima, upon my career, deeper, Kunyan de Maroshima, Shoku should take all. Inashirongwa, onweke ena unu onu. Nandege should take on it. Just the love and care and also gratitude. Ucha onu angoni. Nandene mpadi mboengo for many hours. Shake in the tipura kucha manga. Wari ashikarangipi na shitaronga shenae. Let me just take care of him. Yeah.
Nani ni kushinale, eh? Ay. Oh.
The man is just smiling in here.
Kashipikasha na mongoro. Hengo mpangi.
The man is just smiling. Hengo mbe rana ngara upafike mbe ronu. Padimo, I scrub you.
Body scrub. Like, I know he's shining, guys. I know he's shining.
Like, his skin is just smooth.
Smooth.
Bajani, ne, mandano.
Tell your dementia, actually.
Ayo, magwara, me.
Ne, tila meme. Ne, humbora, chom, pam, bom, pam, bom, pam, but they have, like, literally everything. Oh, but they worked, man. Those people, they worked. Shunda, shuda, like, they worked. And their house is like a mansion.
Also, when you touch my leg, that man doesn't care.
That man is very happy.
He doesn't care if it takes an hour to walk there. Oh, but if he has dementia, how does the person... Because we waited for the man, like... Maybe not an hour, but it was a very, very long time.
Yeah, no, even and if it was an hour, in the middle it, there, he forgot where he's going. So sometimes he just stands. Like, because his wife, delegates. It's just that it's so subtle and so smooth, and he trusts her opinion, so he just does it, you know?
So the walks and then he walks and forgets and he's on the other side and then he remembers.
Which I this side. And then his wife, Oturihuka, you know?
Then he remembers.
We are going there.
So maybe the time was not because of of really how fast he's moving
mm-hmm.
is because of the routes that he kept taking.
But then also, like with dementia, it's not just all the time, you know? Yeah, it's not just all the time. It's like, it comes in intervals.
But that problem is now very big, Shashi. Even our elders now that are in the middle, our parents, they also don't know those things. So how will they talk about these things to teach other people that are now able to assist? Nande before talk, I explain, I can, I have dementia, Nidine got dementia, what is it called, from?
That's what his wife said. Otende tazimbwa ne pife. Malipo la konga pa mute kuzimbuluka. She's very hopeful. That's a very nice lady. Like, yeah. Because she delegates, you know, one thing, because I've been doing research on dementia and Alzheimer's, right? One thing that is said about the seniors is that, or people that are going through it, is that, you shouldn't be aggressive. Because 90% of the time that they're also afraid. Because they also have a sense of confusion because they don't also know what's happening, right? So,
so it's like just you snap back to reality, or you fall into the dementia state,
mm-hmm.
and then you are just sitting now and
you have no idea who these people are,
and they are all looking at you.
Yeah, like us.
Must I run away?
You can't run away. They brought plastics. So they must like me.
Did the war begin again and I was arrested?
No. Yeah, but it does happen. Like, it really honestly does happen in that way. So that is why, usually with dementia cases, if you see your senior walking outside of the house and your senior seems adamant, don't be angry. Don't be like, like, because many of us are so frustrated, right? Because we don't understand the disease. So what happens is you just go there and you say, oh, why they cannot type in? And the person hasn't worked for 30 years. And then you're like, oh, Mara, like, they will never say, I'm not feeling cold. No, they'll just, oh, okay, and then they got tarambijage. But then, like, when you guys are walking back, I got tarambija, upone, to tine, which are, oh, no, like, unkona, wo, when they get anga, ulumbe, which is takilonga, nena. And can then get. By the time you get it back into the house, the person forgot. Yeah, so it's really just tricking them like that. And also feces. Like, feces is a thing. Like, to be honest, like, feces, they forget. So some of them, like, they say things like, you come home, and it happens a lot with dementia. You come home, and then in the middle of the sitting room, maybe even on the table, ne? There's just a dump. That's there. And the person is the only one in the house. Then you're like, who did this? What happened? Right? And then they are like, there's a man that came and just kakaed there on the table. Like, he was running. This man, and this is what he did. And you're like, what's the likelihood? You know? But it's because, part of the forgetting is that I also forgot where the bathroom is. So that's why you have to have like pictures, especially if you live in a modern house. You have to have like pictures of a toilet. You have to have pictures of a bedroom, pictures so that they know that, if they see the picture, like a navigating thing, like a road. Yeah, like a road. Yeah. So that's how you care for them. You don't get angry and you don't get what? But 90% of the time you're cleaning up after them. And also, there is a lot of, there's likelihood that they might forget you. So one day they wake up like, oh, and like, you know, and they speak with it's either the anger, like you're a stranger, like, what are you doing in my house? You know? And they don't, it's not even their house because they live with you, but, or they can be like, oh, you look so nice or so familiar. What's your name? And you are their child, right? This might hurt you, but what makes it better is you introducing yourself as somebody that is a caretaker that is safe for them. You know, so you just say like, oh no, I'm Elizabeth. I usually come and help out. I come and help out with your clothes. You know, I come and help out and wash some of your clothes sometimes. You know, it's like, oh, okay, that's nice. Or you see over there, like the way your cupboard is looking. Yeah, I just finished doing that now. It's like, oh, okay. So they establish a relationship that you are not their daughter, but you are somebody that takes care of them and you are safe so that they don't have to call their daughter. That is you. Yeah. So they can even sit you down and show you pictures, right? Of yourself. Like, oh, this was when she was in grade four. This was when she was in my dear of yourself. Oh, my daughter. But even if you ask, ne, where is she? Was she there?
Yeah, but Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from, my old people are from the north.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that 99% of the old people, they are in the north.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people just came to work.
Yes.
Tankaranava Vastakiram.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bwiti.
Yeah. So, umuno ma billboard ma hapu.
Dementia is real.
Yes, guidelines, you know. For people, which are, you can go here and do not to takamisa kulutevi too, you know.
Yeah.
Like try safe or buckle up kind of thing. So. It's not something that I even ever heard in school.
Mm. And there's like only one center that's in Swakop that takes care of them that I know of.
So it is a struggle. It is bad. It is bad because there was a time that I grew up in Ango. If I don't know anymore, you say, I grew up in Ango, you know, my ring.
Yes.
And I did not read the story. My uncle Pokwa Mangaro got dementia.
Yes. Okwa Mangaro dementia, Shashino, Anhoya, Yaloroka, Kukara Taiken Konga. Shashino, what happened to Kara? Nena, she's a teacher. And then after 5 minutes, she remembers that when she was in her 20s, she used to be a lawyer. So now she's going to court, you know? And then she wakes up and then she's like, andika kwa toma fuma, it's raining, you know? And it's just, she just falls into elements of who she used to be at the wrong time. And 90% of us that are looking after them, we don't actually know how to handle it. And that is why I spoke about warning signs. Now, physical abuse is rope marks. Because 90% of the old people, that is why I feel like many of them, they are always wearing socks when you guys visit. They're always wearing socks when you guys visit. Because when you guys are not there, akurupo ya mangwa. They are tied up.
And things just look nice.
Yes. And also, I feel like we fail a lot as young people because we don't actually go and research things and see how to handle things. And even if we see other people handling it in their settings, right? We don't work on our own setting. So, Geshara, like our house, right? You go inside the house and the house has two entrances. It has the main and, no, actually, yeah, three entrances. It has the entrance for the cars, and it has an entrance for people that are walking through. And then Keru Wall, there's a small entrance as well. Now, if you are having your parent that is having dementia, is this not the part where you make the house in itself safe so that she doesn't wander off? We don't do that. So we keep everything the same, and the person that is taking care of the person must be the one that is running around after the person. And also this person is the same person that, okay, so they're taking care of your mother with dementia, one. They're taking care of the whole entire house, right? That means everything must be intact, everything must be what. Then they're taking care of your livestock, and they are working your field. And they're just one person for 500. You think your mother will not be beaten?
You will never give me.
Your mother will be beaten. Your mother will be beaten, and your mother will be tied up. Yes.
I don't want to forget and just to end the call to be ended in the middle of a discussion, but. But last but not least, what I picked up and realized is that the old people are suffering. And I think, why bring your kulin now, you know?
Of course. I feel like people must just be realistic about job titles, guys. If you are looking for somebody to strictly only look after your mother or your grandmother, right? When you go and get this person, give this person a job description, give this person a good salary.
A job description and a good salary.
Yeah.
Why not? But it's a starting point.
Why won't it work fully?
It will not work fully, Shashi. Right? It's a different type of a job, that one. Shashi. It's like your house also. You live there.
Yeah, but that's the thing, right?
Because if you can leave your home to go work, shelter, safety. So money doesn't have value, cash, even half a million. So, oyo ya kumbwe kwa education and wo uteko. Chashimu mumbo my family. Each family. Us especially as black people. We have very big family. To karengumu na nungu. Parongwa. So that we pass on this knowledge. Kashimbwano hapasenge knowledge. Aku chashi kashipangwa nashike. Pura mwendo bo, you know. I understand the dementia show. So in your family, you know,
how could do you can all navigate and live with it. Mm. Can coexist.
Mm.
But now Kapeniko is nothing. With uncle, no one will love you. Kapeno Dagare or Kana Koi Kashivoka. So no one will, you cannot expect someone to come from Ajako Koshangongo, Uya Garina Mikwe, thing. You quite jump Yaki and a katana. You know? So it's difficult. This one just needs education. Because we can take, we can coexist with this thing.
But also, I feel that one thing that we must actually do, right? Egumboromiti, even if we don't want to admit it, right? Egumboromiti has a lot of responsibilities. So what I've noticed with our people is that 90% of us are very stingy on how much we are sending for the employee. To be honest, we say things like money apparently doesn't have value, right?
Even stingy. I think stingy is even
a nice very, word.
Yeah,
we exploit people.
Sasiki makunya.
Oh, it's hard labor, man.
Oh, asiki kuli kuhambo.
Okuhambo halela lelal.
Yeah, no me otro no katega no.
Eh, to katega 10 kilometers away. It is honestly just hold on. It is honestly just hold on, please. It is honestly just, I feel like many of us exploit our employees in the north, right? Because the work that is being done there is not equivalent to the money. And I feel that if we can get 3 people that are coexisting within a house and one person's job fully explained to everybody, is that their responsibility is my mother and my, or my grandmother only. This person is not cooking, this person is not doing what, this person is not doing what, because I want this person to fully take care of my mother. So that means I want my mother's clothes cleaned, I want where she's sleeping cleaned, I don't want her to wander off, I want her to have companionship, and you just explain it nicely, right? And the people coexist without okuiningiro mpata, which I, yeah, you want to be eating here, but you don't work anything, right? If we can do that, then maybe, just maybe, our old people, our seniors, will be more taken care of in its true essence. Yeah, because now the person that is taking care of, the person that is taking care of the grandmother is the same person taking care of their own child. Eh, okahanana, kae. And then they are also taking care of their husband. Ne? And then they're also taking, oye, tatsu, oye, tatereke, oye, tateka, yota te anoho, yota vike umbo joe, yota, oye, na.
Obo, ta, dikuro shunda, she's case.
Eh, guys.
But, obo, penoshi mashimwe, watumbo.
Hmm.
An, munu, kuta, muta, ne, wako, kuta.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Ehe.
She
got a bright idea. Kucho tika oma fumo taga zimo tika kwa tuma fumo. Aweka shine ukorwe handi tini ucha manga newa ya kundingo shwara manga dimensha mwia okukuse toshe andika kwa toma fuma. It's not even raining, by the way.
You must even say it's raining.
Exactly. Tasa mea nyomo ya kundingo shwa. And that's why part of the warning signs is that a lot of senior people, a lot of elderly people that are in the care of people that are not like institutions and places, right? Many of them have overdosed, like they have overdosed in their system because oha pewa opera do kukosa. Like if they notice that this pill makes them drowsy, then every day Mekulu is getting that pill, my dear, because Mekulu just sleeps through the night.
You know what, Elizabeth?
Mm.
I used to be somebody that goes to the north a lot. Like when I say the north, it's the village where my elderly people are.
Mm.
Yeah. Not, the care, no.
But mental state, like unginyan.
And
you know?
I like to surprise, the element of surprise. Kandiora and Yangi Tateko, Elinaremo Seti, you know.
Kutelela, Shashawacho Tuanina.
Kwewa Ndarombara. Telgas Kwamba, which are Oyangira, Tuyangira. So, I used to like to catch him off guard, you know. So I find the north. Can you read the house? Prepared, no.
Raked today, you can see the rake marks. My dear, all the chickens, they are behaving today. You're like, oh, guys.
I don't like to feel like a visitor.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's why I never tell people that I'm on my way or I'm coming. Because I'm just like them.
Yeah. Do you announce when you are going home from the cooker shops? Hello, guys. So I'm on my way home.
So
prepare the network for me.
But if in the alcohol, right?
Even you
that is not a caretaker, you are just or not, that's a part of the household how to monitor these things. Most of the time, you are just under the influence. Or a coffee.
Maybe.
You know? So, we must also be vigilant and also be responsible. Because,
it's true. But apparently she's getting paid. But when we look at that 500 that she's getting paid and the job she's doing,
Elizabeth, you know window is not stable, right? Half to get taken. Sunday night and go to Majota Songora, you know?
Yeah.
I trying ike oku. Salary is not a requirement.
Salary is not a requirement. And if you make a
January, I will be on the
yeah. And if you make a January, and you make a January the whole time,
Oh, nearly motion, but yes, start going.
Shama mwaja.
It's true. So yeah, tamangwano malin.
Yeah. Tamangwano no mihuya compadre.
Voice to joke or how powerful I am.
Let's take pictures with Mekulu. Mekulu is eating bread, my dear. Try bread.
Oh, sure. You could add up on my
not that much so sad. That
my dear, my hair.
Oh, no, no, I get the fresh.
Oh, my hair, ne, man, get tete.
No, but, I'm a brief animal. They love their old people now. They are people are taken care of. But look, Wambo, on the road here. Wambo, how many people move fit to go? I'm a very natango man, many among them. Na Ministry of Health, what they mention, Nakaran, Alongamu, our governor, people that are willing to take care of them. Mm-hmm. Even the caretakers, they're not caretakers doing good jobs.
Yeah.
Good jobs. When I get taken in America, I'm going to go on Ghana. We can't imagine the government that we can go out to. It's been years. Do you do quick what, Syria?
You know, every day she's changing dresses, my dear.
Or try, Nalia,
it's
even difficult to assess her age.
You don't know. Uno brangapian, never am a brangian, diamandume, yaka conja, noge.
The song group on Gango Pari and Dano Gamu Monkunda Monga. Few ego pays and Andy don't the uncle who played and got sick to Avi. Yeah, she's taken care of my dear.
Stan, we go down at Amwete Gonga Hungry Lion. Sipako, también mutasino me hace puno no hacha ayer. Ay, cocotulina. También.
No me si got the taste and get out of finger
for the chicken. Shata la de. También mutasino. También mutasino maquipa mi tiduro. Chisquini no me yo. No, no hacha ayer, coco. Grupo kwati andi limona na ini manje mango pomoli shasha aka mwini manje alu tane kunona kuti kuku shasha akurupa alondira ndindishi
aun grupo yake no payment ya ndo ye
yo kuna mikaro minai kuna mbehole po
yeah
eh kuna ru favorite awe everybody else is trash
yeah
Matin deshi tumino kulia e oho. Ah. Akwe toka naka ana.
Apongwe.
Apongwe.
Tani oho kwa nengo.
Nonju kwa kujano chipsa.
Everything.
But some people age so well because even within like the only thing that got her is literally just, it was time to go. It wasn't because she's not walking. It's not because she's, yeah. She can't hear, she can't see. There was no things like that.
Mm-mm, she's still joking, she's laughing.
She
was moving by herself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just, you can see me.
Well taken care of is like that. Where the people just pretend they cannot hear her when she's
yeah,
she's
yeah.
saying her things. Could you shake it? Me kulo shake it, linga.
Aku poko siri na tango mbola we. Vinya vende ringel salo we tu tu mo.
A kilometer.
Mbola siri mbola we.
Oh,
not the mbola siri, but the person is.
The person okwaja jago. Ewane, thank you so much for your call. Let me round off.
I also want to round off.
Yeah, but today is our last day of talking about abuse because April was our abuse month. So we are ending it off, and there are a few people that actually want to see how it ends up.
Mm-hmm. I want to end off also.
Okay, now end off, ne. You end off first, ne.
Awareness. We must be awareness of it.
Mm-hmm.
And education on taking care of elderly people.
Mm-hmm.
Napakarang kung pinanda ka klas ako, kung basa mo eh. Just always ask, aban ni, tuloy mo siya ba't kakara na ito katara ka college yan, nung buo nakadya po, kung kakadya ko skola.
Yeah.
A very vigilant.
A degree in dementia.
Could they take care of therapy?
Yes. That would be nice.
Yeah. That's not the rest of the matter, eh?
Your worry? No, even when something happens to your mother, the person is, you know, ne, the person is so caring that when your mother alalapone, your mother otasanekwa, then the people even send you pictures. You know, kucha, ay, nenotutu kenda na mkwane kamba, penny, and you know, she look nice, send a picture and really just keep you involved and motivated. Some people, ne, they are having smartphones, they're always on social media. Mara, the person is apparently taking care of your grandmother, ne, but never even just to think of video calling.
On when I'm going to first aid the experience,
guys.
Achle, I can be, standing up.
By that time, my daughter will be big. She'll know what old people are. She'll not run.
Round.
All right. Thank you so much. Ciao, ciao.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, to round it off, we were at number 8, and older adults, a sudden change in behavior. So maybe your mom used to be a bubbly person or a person that talks a lot or something like that. And now when you go, your mom is all of a sudden very quiet. Your mom is reserved. Your mom doesn't want to get out of the room. Your mom wants to be talking to you, but only inside the room. And when somebody, maybe the caretaker comes in, the person is quiet. Your mom is quiet. And you know, like that sudden behavioral change, ne, is also something to be alarmed about. And then also, one, the caregiver's refusal to allow visitors to see or to speak to an old lady. So say now, for example, right, you were in the vicinity and you thought like, let me go and visit matriarch's mom, you know? Let me go and visit matriarch's mom. We are just here. And the caregiver, when you get there, the person is like, no, she just went to bed now and she's not feeling well. So maybe you guys may just come back another day. And you're like, yeah, but we came from very far. You know, we came from Windhoek to come and see her. It's like, no, she's not receiving any visitors now. That is also a telltale sign, because what if the person comes out and is bruised and is what, you know, then the person must now loses their job and whatever. So the next one is an older adult's report of being hit. An elder's report. You know, the person's like, no, that person beats me and you, like, that is a warning sign, or slaps me, or kicks me, or mistreats me. Those are warning signs that we must, pay attention to. And the reason that we were talking about this is because these are things that are under our nose, and these are things that are part of our reality. These are things that we can see, we can feel, we can smell. These are things that are happening to our loved ones, but we, many a times we pretend as if it's very difficult for us to fathom. Maybe because we have this superstar status that we look at when we are looking at our seniors, our very own seniors, our own senior citizens, our parents. Especially with our parents, we have this idea of our parents that our parents could never be fragile, could never be weak, could never be meek, could never be vulnerable. And then they get to that point where they are actually in a position like this. And it is something that we can't just take it. Take it like an L, take it laying down. It's very, very difficult. But these are signs that you should maybe, just maybe, change caregivers or address it. But I don't think addressing it in this case is beneficial to your elder. Good evening.
Yes, good evening, Benetje.
Good evening, love of the nation. How are you doing?
I doing better.
Yeah. How the evening is wonderful.
All right.
Yeah, so we are talking about elderly abuse.
Elderly abuse.
Yeah, when you guys are beating up our mothers and our grandmothers there in the village.
Let me make just a short point because
it's almost time.
Within a few minutes.
No problem.
My hour will be over.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And they have to do another one.
Of course.
Yeah. Let me just make a short sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Abusive of elderly, it can lead into a disgrace somebody. Or into a disgrace people. Yeah. Firstly, what we need to bear in our minds in order to reach at the level just where you are is because of adults. It doesn't mean for those who only maybe from your family or relate to you or what, but I mean adults in general. They have made an various meaningful contribution toward our life. And some of their contribution we did not recognize it, but they are the one who brought it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my few points.
Thank you so much, and I wouldn't have said it better myself. I think sometimes we forget exactly who these people are. Some of these people gave birth to the people that gave birth to us, you know? Because without them, we wouldn't exist.
Yes. You are right. Exactly.
I hear you on that one.
Yes.
So now what about our old people that are having old people diseases? What are we going to do now?
The having a diseases?
The old people diseases, you know? Ha canal, ekendal.
Oh, we just need to take care for them. Yes, it is to take care for them.
Okay.
You take care for somebody, and you are going to receive a blessing from the Lord. Yeah, and blessing, it is more rich, richest than others' resources.
That's true.
We can even pave a way to others' huge of resources.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes. Let us fight for receiving more blessing.
Mm.
Yeah, but through what is light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not what is wrong.
Not what is wrong.
Because what is wrong sucks.
Yes, and lead into a disgrace.
Of course, of course.
Disgrace somebody, disgrace nation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yes.
All right, thank you so much, love of the nation.
Thank you very much, Demetriac. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I have just a few minutes for today.
No problem, I understand.
I was much struggling to through, but
luckily you made it just on time.
About an hour calling.
But luckily you made it eventually.
There is no crrr, only
oh, the line was busy.
Yeah, the line was busy.
Yeah.
about just an hour.
Mm.
Calling, there is no crrr, only two.
I hear you on that one.
Okay.
All right.
Good night.
Good night to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we round off our conversation for today, I hope that this was a conversation that is, that was an eye opener. I hope that we acknowledge and we see exactly where the world is moving to. And I hope that we understand that our seniors, their eyes, the defenseless as our children. I think that because they have lived for so long and because they have birthed us and birthed the people that birthed the people that birthed us, I feel like we don't treat them necessarily as delicate as we treat our children. And also part of the reasons that there's so much mistreatment amongst our elderly is because of that pension money. Many people are taking in pensioners so that they can be eating their pension money and not actually taking care of them. And this is something that we see a lot, because I don't understand how you live in Oniwe and the person that receives your money lives in Tumem. I don't get it. Like, why does the person receive your money in Tumeb? And when do they send your money? And how do they send your money? And don't you need anything, pensioner? You know? And I feel like that financial hijacking, right? That is a form of emotional abuse. And that one is usually done by the kids of the senior themselves, like straight. And you are not even taking care of the senior. I would understand if owari okwata openzera yonkurupe when you are with her. I understand. I fully understand. Chash, you know, onkurupe eskulimwe wakapita mondoropa warando kandoha kohi. Wakapita mondoropa. You know, little things like that. It's fully understandable. But now, you are in Lutherans. Like how? What is she eating this whole entire time? I feel like that is also a form of abuse that we don't look at. But ladies and gentlemen, let us take care of our elderly and let us see if we can do better. All right. So. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. All right. We at Eagle FM have decided to grace you and bless you with a sequence or a series of shows that we have put together that align in conjunction with who we are as a radio station. Ladies and gentlemen, we have walked miles and miles and miles on this journey as a radio station, and we would like to show you just how far and when it began. Ladies and gentlemen, as we proceed with the evening, we introduce to you on this lovely evening, the 1st of May, all the way until our birthday, we present to you, ladies and gentlemen, Memory Lane.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people
use their mobile device to access the internet. So why not meet your current and potential customers